Hello, and thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How can I help you today?
Hi, Miles. This is Tamika calling from store 110.
Yes, ma'am. And how may I help you today?
I was calling to see if, because my COS is when I'm on vacation, I was calling to see if you guys husband had a measure done. I was calling to see if it was sent over, if you can track that, because I don't see it.
Can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Okay, it is 770-381-9910.
And again, what was the area code?
770.
Thank you. You have 770-381-9910. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate the order in our database. And I thank you for your patience. The system is still searching.
Okay.
And let's see here. And this order is for Wayman Lynn Bennett at 5176 Apollo Lane Southwest, Lilburn, Georgia, 30047, with a primary phone of 770-381-9910. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here. I thank you for your patience. Let's see here. Okay, so the measure form indicates that the customer will need to select another cooktop or purchase a trim ring. And if they go with the trim ring option, it looks like there's going to be one cut required, and that would be an additional cost. And it says send rebid after the customer's decision so we can know what the customer would like to do so we can let you guys know how much it's going to cost for the extra work. And,
okay, so a model number was given. So you're saying that it's not going to fit?
the cooktop is not going to fit the customer. I mean, if they go with the unit that they've selected, then it's going to require that a trim ring or and it's going to call, and then also it's going to require one cut to the countertop.
So trim ring is custom?
The trim ring would be something that they would have to purchase at the store.
And we don't sell this.
And let's see here. And I'm checking to see if I have any further information that would be of any help. Let's see here.
So is that why it wasn't sent out? Because I can't find it. I don't see it.
What, the measure form?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it hasn't been uploaded to ICON as of yet.
Okay.
I apologize.
So it says trim ring. I don't know which one that can be. And it's one cut. And what was it in it? Was it in it just those two things?
Yes. If the customer is going to stick with the unit that they selected, then it says that they would have, the customer would have to purchase a trim ring, and there would be one cut that would have to be made to the countertop, and that's going to be an additional cost for that additional cut.
And what kind of countertop is it? You know, did they say?
What kind of countertop? No, it doesn't say.
It does.
No, ma'am. I apologize.
Okay, can you hold the customers right here in the store? So let me just explain something to him.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
The Home Depot is committed to the safety of its customers and associates. Help us protect each other by practicing social distancing while shopping. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others. Clean your hands often. And when you cough or sneeze, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue or use the inside of your elbow. Thank you. At the Home Depot, we're doing our part to keep our customers and associates safe. All customers must wear face coverings while in our store. When we all do our part, we can keep each other protected and slow the spread of COVID-19. Thank you. The Home Depot is committed to the safety of its customers and associates. Help us protect each other by practicing social distancing while shopping. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others. Clean your hands often. And when you cough or sneeze, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue or use the inside of your elbow. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you by chance know when we'll have the information?
When we'll have what information?
The measure.
I can provide you with the measurements of the space, but in order for us to provide you with an accurate measure, we will need to know which cooktop the customer is going to have installed.
Okay.
Yeah, because if this one's not going to fit, then we've, you know, gave options. We've said, you know, well, for this one, it's not going to fit, but if the customer purchases a trim ring and we cut the countertop, then we can make it fit. So, and then we'd have to let the installation office know what the customer would like to do. If they don't want to, you know, purchase a trim, the trim ring, and then also have to pay for the additional, for the custom labor, then they could choose a different, cooktop. And then if the customer chooses a different cooktop, you could let us know, and then we could let the installation office know, and then they could let us know if there's, if it's going to fit, or if there's going to be any additional work required to make it fit, and then what the cost of any custom labor may be. I have the measurements of the space if you'd like me to just give you the measurements of the space so you can help the customer maybe if they want to reselect.
Hold on, let me get that.
Welded shelves are now 65% stronger and 50% faster to assemble, holding up to 10,000 pounds. Find winter storage savings throughout the store. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. At the Home Depot, we're all about the next generation. The next generation of home improvement materials. The next generation of tools. The next generation that's riding in that shopping cart you're pushing around. Please keep the kiddos buckled in and don't let them ride on the end or stand in the basket, climbing on displays, running through the store, skating, and recreational motorized devices are also a no-no. Please help us keep your little helpers safe. At the Home Depot, we're doing our part to keep our customers and associates safe. All customers must wear face coverings while in our store. When we all do our part, we can keep each other protected and slow the spread of COVID-19. Thank you. You know, if your home was built before 1978, there's a chance it has lead-based paint. The Home Depot wants to keep you safe. So if you think you're working on a project that involves lead-based paints, take care. Visit the EPA's website for more information. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am?
There's a possibility of him going this route, but we're not for sure. But
okay. Well, when the customer has made the decision, you could give us a call back, and we could, let us know what the customer would like to do. If the customer is reselected, you could provide us with the model number of the appliance that the customer has reselected, and we could get that information over to the installation office so they can get us the correct measure form as quickly as possible, so we can get that to you guys as quickly as possible. And I have the measurements of the space for the cooktop whenever you're ready.
Right, but we usually go off of the form to have a hard copy.
Okay, I understand that. But since we don't, since we can't get you the measure form yet, because we have to know what the customer wants to do, I, at the very least, could go ahead and give you the measurements of the space that the cooktop is to be installed into. So that way, if the customer decides they'd like to reselect, you could help them based on the measurements of the actual space. And maybe the customer can more easily choose something that would fit in the space with maybe out, without having to have any modifications performed.
Yeah, what's that space information?
Okay, so for the cooktop, the width is 31 inches. The height is 4 inches. And the depth is 19 inches. So again, the width is 31 inches. The height is 4 inches. And the depth is 19 inches.
And this is the cutout space.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then I can provide you with the measurements for the vent hood if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, and they said it was a 36.
Yeah, the width of the vent hood is 36 inches. I mean, the space for the vent hood is 36 inches. The height is 7 inches. And the depth is 19 inches. And I didn't see any mention of there being any problems with the space for the vent hood, but As long as it'll fit in a cutout that measures those dimensions, that should be okay. There's nothing indicating on the measure form if there's any problems regarding the vent hood.
Okay. All right, so we can at least try this route for now.
All righty. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, that was it.
Okay. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.